relative peace of Baghdad and Beirut after chaotic and rowdy days of protests. The people of Iraq and Lebanon were protesting governmental economic policies. In response, the governments of these two countries promised reforms. The situation in Lebanon regarding the issue of taxes was initially spread over the WhatsApp messenger service. The streets of Lebanon became chaotic, and this decision was the start of protests against the country's economic situation. Yet the story of the protests in Iraq is different. A certain group demanded the resignation of the government, another group came for the excitement, and another group wanted violence and internal personal conflict.
عليهم بالاستقالة الجماعية والبدء بإصلاحات حقيقية تلبي طموحات الشعب العراقي.
بما أن المرأة العراقية والطفل العراقي نزل الشارع فليعلم العالم أن الثورة كبرى ولن نستسلم ولن نتراجع إلى أن تتحقق مطالب.
The reality of the protest events in Iraq and Lebanon were protests due to economic conditions. Yet, on television news channels, the events were given a political image. And some countries on the borders of the Persian Gulf took advantage of the people's protests. For example, the Al Arabiya channel of Saudi Arabia said the reason for the protests was the internal interference of Iran in an Arabic country. Some people from among the senior officers of the volunteer militia known as Hashd al-Shaabi were targeted by the protesters' evil intentions, and at this time, the Iranian consulate in Karbala was attacked by opportunist elements. This occurred at a time when the people of Iraq, and especially the people of the city of Karbala every year, are the great hosts of the Iranian pilgrims of Sayyid al-Shuhada. From the beginning of the protests in Iraq and Lebanon, the Arabian networks tried to show that Iran was in opposition to the people's protests. The leader of the Islamic Revolution took the side of the people of Iraq and Lebanon, but was in opposition to the creation of insecurity and instability.
اولویتشون علاج ناامنیست. مردمشون هم باید بدانند که مطالباتی دارن. مطالبات به حقم هست. اما این مطالبات فقط در چارچوب ساختارهای قانونی قابل تعمل.
The United States, a country which in 1983 left Lebanon and in 2010 left Iraq, today has silently placed its military around the oil wells in the region. And its ally, the Zionist regime, with its drones, attacks the different areas of Lebanon. The chaos of Iraq and Lebanon has become an obstacle in letting the people of these two countries know about American military movements and their allies in the region. Yet this means that the concern of the leader of the Islamic Revolution is towards the protection of governmental structures, the concern of not siding with any specific individual or group, rather it is precisely helping the demands of the people. Because if there is no government, then there is no way to achieve the people's demands.
بزرگترین لطمه ای که دشمنان می توانند به یک کشوری بزنند اینه که امنیت اون کشور رو سلب کنند. کاری که امروز شما می بینید در بعضی از کشورهای منطقه ما دشمنان شروع کردن، دارن انجام می دن. امنیت رو از مردم اون کشور میگیرن. عامل این خباثت‌ها هم شناخته شدن. در دنیا قدرت‌های استکباری امروز بیشتر از همه آمریکا، سرویس‌های اطلاعاتی غربی با پشتوانی پول بعضی از کشورهای مرتجع منطقه دارن آشوب به پا می‌کنن. در کشورهای همسایه ما و نزدیک ما به کشورهای این منطقه امنیت رو از بین می‌برن. این بدترین دشمنی